following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. More and more business people are working remotely from their mobile devices. I do. We leave our laptops behind. But tablets and smartphones can't replace your office computer. That is, unless you have the GoToMyPC app. It's the missing link. It turns your mobile device, your iPad, your iPhone, Android, or Kindle Fire into your computer. GoToMyPC by Citrix. So convenient, so reliable. Plus, it's easy to use. That's why it's the number one tool for remote access. With GoToMyPC, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program or file, send any file from anywhere, even on the go. Try GoToMyPC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin, then download the free app to your mobile device. That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, promo.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Den Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Christmas just keeps on giving, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yes, it does.
There you go. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on this Friday edition, the 11th day of January. Coming up on the program today, we're going to continue talking with some area high school coaches today. Adams Central boys basketball coach Zach Foster. Big game tonight against Grand Island Northwest. Top five battle there, Class B, Class C1. We'll also head to Vegas and talk to the director of the race and sports book at the Mandalay Bay, our buddy Mike Perenio, as we are into the meat and potatoes now of the NFL playoffs. So those are our guests today. Always love to hear from you. If you've got questions for our guests, you can Facebook us, you can email us, and of course the Facebook, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. And if you want to email us, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Every Friday, Jim Langan is in. A lot of things have happened this week. Let's start with the national championship game, though. Let's give a quick recap of some of the things that went on. We got the national championship game. We got the NFL playoffs. We got nobody getting into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. But, boy, your thoughts, Alabama, Notre Dame. Were you surprised, or did you kind of think that was the way it'd go?
Well, I hardly ever bet a favorite, and you know that. But I really did like Alabama, and not so much that I liked Alabama's that much. It's just that Notre Dame had clearly gone through their schedule, you know, beating a Pittsburgh team in overtime, beating a real poor USC football team without their starting quarterback, just barely on the road. Oklahoma was probably not as good as people thought they were. They kind of proved that in the bowl game. You know, they won that game on the road. So there was a lot of things, in my own looking at Notre Dame. It was just that Notre, and then the head coach at Notre Dame, I thought, did a pretty good job. And when you're outmatched as a football coach, when you're extremely outmatched, what you try to do is you try to use the field right down the sideline. Just use that little 1 yard out on the sideline. Because you can win there. You can do some things out there with a flat pass or setting up something. You get a lot of one-on-one stuff. You know, if you got the best team, you want to use the rest of the field. And immediately, he knew what he had. He couldn't do anything in the middle of the field, and he was trying to get that play. He had a couple plays over there that were very close. You know, they had an incomplete pass, and then they had one where they had to look at replay. So he had some things he tried to do, but those things didn't work. And then when his defense was on the field, they could get nothing done. I mean, that was a total domination football game.
And now Brian Kelly, Notre Dame's coach, is entertaining some NFL offers, and the president, Jack Swarbrick of Notre Dame, I believe I got that, wants to talk to him about extending his contract now. I just can't believe that Brian Kelly would be ready to go to the NFL. But then again, you know, you got Schiano from Rutgers. You know, he's coaching down at Tampa Bay, and he did okay in his first year, too. So maybe there's some things that are going on out there. Don't people know that you're busy?
Yeah, they should.
I'm calling you out on that one because it wasn't my phone. Mine doesn't make that fancy noise.
Yeah, you know, I usually try to run it so it's pretty good, but today, you know, of course, that's the workplace calling, you know, right now.
Well, what do you think about Brian Kelly, NFL coach? What do you think about what we've got going on so far? I always go, what's going on when you've got somebody that you fire, and then you hire somebody that nobody's really ever heard of, like the Browns did yesterday. Cleveland knew about him because he'd been an assistant there a little bit, but Brian Kelly, NFL coach?
You know, what's intriguing about that is, okay, what is he going to do at Notre Dame? I mean, he could stay there, but it's not like in Alabama. When you're at Alabama, Tom Osborne in Nebraska, you know, really when he was there, he had an advantage because he could recruit, and a lot of people wanted to go to Nebraska. And that was a little different than it is right now. You know, I mean, it really isn't quite the same as it was. But Tom Osborne was going to, if he stayed in Nebraska, hey, it was a comfort zone. He was probably going to win 9 games every year. And he could stay and not go to the NFL. He's taking a risk by going there.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Oregon coach would be taking a risk by going to the NFL. He might be successful. But USC's coach, when he left, he's at Seattle now. When he left, hey, it was like a good time to get out of USC.
Well, yeah. He was jumping off the Titanic.
Yeah, and so he went. So that's when I look at Notre Dame, and that is a very good job. They're going to win most of the time. Let's be honest about that. They're going to win 8-9 games most of the time. This year was a very good year. But is he going to have that year again? I mean, the year he had. Look at, I mean, unless he recruits heavily. You know, I'm talking about having the best players. And Alabama does. When he plays, and I think the South Carolina coach said that about Alabama. He goes, in the NFL, if you win the Super Bowl, you get the last pick. In NCAA football, when you win, you get the next 5 best picks. You know, because everybody wants to go to your school. So it's not, you know, he's got to look at the whole picture. And if he's happy at Notre Dame and he likes living in South Bend, you know, if that's the things he likes to do. But, you know, when I look at the Kansas basketball job, and we're talking about like a Notre Dame and a Kansas basketball job, when you go to Kansas, you're going to win. But a lot of people have left Kansas to go to warmer climates where they could win.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what he's going to do, but I think, you know, anybody that wins at college football and has some success, their name is going to be out there, especially when you fire 8 or 9 NFL coaches.
Ugh.
You know, so
somebody's got to take those jobs. How about this one? Monty Kiffin should just be retired and enjoying life. And now, and this, I guess I like. I mean, although Kiffin is 72, okay, so he is what he is. And 70 isn't what it used to be, 60, 50, whatever you want to say. Age isn't what it used to be. The Cowboys apparently looking to hire him as their next defensive coordinator, according to sources. That's what ESPN's reporting. And that would be great if he can come in and do what he's done with a lot of other defenses. But can you imagine? I mean, if Bill Callahan thought Tom Osborne was a crusty old bastard, what's he going to think about Monty Kiffin?
Did Bill Callahan say that about Tom Osborne?
I think I put it politely.
Yeah.
but I mean, Callahan on the line. I don't know how much the defense is the problem for the Cowboys. They just seem to need to shore up a few things, not drastically. I mean, they got to get better on the O-line, but they're not healthy. So we'll see. That would be an interesting hire to see Monty Kiffin the creator of the Tampa 2 defense and mastermind one of the most successful defenses in league history. He was with Tampa Bay. He was with John Gruden when things were going well. It'll be interesting if somebody at that age can still do what you need to do to win the National Football League.
You know, I think if he's you know he has the ability and knows the knowledge. You know, it's just the energy level that you have to have. And then also the players, their reaction to you. You know, when I taught driver's education, I mean, and this is kind of a different scenario, but when I was 35 years old and taught it and the kids are 15, there's only 20 years age difference. But when I'm 55 and they're 15, they're like, what's this guy know?
Well, yeah,
really?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, so with these players that are 22 and 23 and they're looking at some guy that they saw just play in the NFL. They know him. Hey, I remember that guy. He was playing in the NFL. But, you know, when we look back and we talk about names, okay, Nebraska beat Michigan. Nebraska beat Michigan in basketball in 1957. You know, and they
I didn't know that.
Well, maybe it was in 1960. But name the players on the team that did that, that the players we could have brought in and say, hey, look at this. These guys beat these guys. They were ranked number one when we beat them at that time. But, see, people don't remember that. We beat Kansas. And what happens is, I think what you're right, is the age difference. When you look at Monty Kiffin and I look at Monty Kiffin, I still have a tremendous amount of respect for the guy. And so does the guy that's hiring him. He's about his age.
Yeah.
You know, but do the players that are 24 and 25, because that's what you got to get. When you're coaching, you got those people have to buy into you. That's what has to be bought into you. And people will buy into you if you have a lot of success.
And it's been a decade since they did that in Tampa Bay and won the Super Bowl. It's hard to believe, but it's been a decade. So, I mean, these kids may have never even heard of Monty Kiffin.
Yeah, well, that's just it. And plus, what have you done lately, too? You know, that was when he went to USC, that did not work out. You know, I mean, it just did not work out. So,
do you think that was because of his boneheaded son or other reasons?
You know,
that would be a tough work environment, I would think.
You know, that was kind of intriguing to me. See, I think Alabama and USC were the two teams. They had number one in the nation, you know, back and forth. You know, they were like the top two. Oklahoma was in there, by the way. You know, there was a couple that, you know, that they had up there pretty high. And, you know, they just didn't hold for it. You know what I mean? I mean, they went 7-6. I mean, so, yeah.
You know, as you said that, I had to look here because the day after the national championship, USA Today and Mark Schlabaugh at ESPN, they put out their top 20 for the next season. And you know what? I was looking to see where those overrated Sooners are. And USA Today has Nebraska 10th and Oklahoma 21st in their rankings because I'm so sick. I mean, I like Oklahoma, respect Oklahoma. I mean, I'm not going to jump up and down and root for him every weekend, but I like to see him do well of all the teams that we competed against over the years while we're growing up. But I'm sick and tired of their underachievement, and maybe they're not underachieving. Maybe they're just overrated. And Schlabaugh has him 17, so I got to wonder why you're not hearing more heat on Bob Stoops down there, because they're obviously headed the wrong way. But anyway, if we go to the Dent Popper inbox here. This is going to your, you know, one of your many hats. This is the referee hat.
Okay.
Did referee Langan know that there was a one-point safety? Has he seen or heard of it before?
Yeah, I did know. But I saw it in a different way than that play. When I pictured it, what I thought would happen was the ball would be fumbled and it would be just laying at rest on about the 1 or 2 yard line, the way I pictured this play. And then the defense would go over there to recover it. And they'd shove it into the end zone. Well, if the offense recovers it, it's worth 2 points. Well, if the defense recovers, it'd be one. And that's how I saw it. But when I did not see it the way it happened, when they kind of blocked the extra point and the guy got it, and then he'd end up lateraling it back. And what the problem was when he lateraled it back into the end zone, now they have to get it out of the end zone. You know, if that makes sense to you. And, you know, they have there's a rule in football, and it's called a momentum rule. And if you intercept a pass at like the 3 yard line, but your momentum carries you into the end zone and you're tackled in there, you get to have the ball back on the 3 yard line.
Yeah,
it's called a momentum rule. So there's some times where, you know, the ball goes back in there, and I don't know if you remember this. I mean, a weird play was Mike Rozier one time caught a kickoff about the goal line. He's about 6 inches in, decides to run it out, and then stops. and then goes back into the end zone and downs it. And Kansas State led 2-0, you know, to start the game. He won the Heisman, I think, that year. But, I mean, you know, not on that play. But, yeah, I did know that. But, you know, I've never seen it happen. You know, I'll tell you one of the most bizarre things, since this guy called in, the most bizarre thing, and if some kids are listening to this, this is a mistake you don't want to make. But I refereed a game, and it was between Amherst and Loomis in football. And Amherst led, and there was a pass interference that put the ball at midfield on the last play of the game, so we have an untimed down. All right, so we have got an untimed down.
You didn't throw the flag.
I don't remember, but maybe I did. I could have. But anyway, but we have an untimed down at the 40-yard line in an 8-man field, and Amherst is going to throw. I mean, Amherst is on defense. They have the lead. They're leading by 2 points, and Loomis has the ball. And so they throw a desperation pass into the end zone, which an Amherst kid intercepts. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, he intercepts the ball. Thinking
go
the game,
down!
Yeah, thinking the game's over, what he did, he threw the ball one of our officials, and the official just let the ball lay. And to this day, I think the ball's still laying there. Loomis went check hands, Amherst shook hands. But actually, the game's not over, see, until somebody goes down with that ball. You know, but those are mistakes that, you know, that, hey, NCAA guys make. Professional football players make, and it just happened in the game we did. But you know,
so even if he picked it off in the end zone,
yeah, the game's not over. See,
until he kneels it
or does something, runs. He can run out of the back of the end zone. He could have done anything. But you know, it'd be just like if a quarterback took the ball on a let's say there's 3 seconds to go in the game, and he's supposed to take a knee, you know, to end the game, but he doesn't. He just goes back and takes a snap. Gohorn goes to zero, and he throws the ball to the ref. Well, that ball's live still until he goes down. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, but, no, I know what you're saying.
But there are some intriguing things that can happen, and that play was one of them. And, you know, I guess, you know, what was interesting about it is if you needed that point real bad, yeah, that was a critical play.
Oh, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Don't forget, folks, when you're out and about, I know there's a lot of, we're in that time of the year where the little kids' basketball tournaments are going on, and there's tons of kids. Either you're going on the road or you're coming into Kearney or Hastings. You got time. You need to get a quick little lunch, and you want it to be healthy. Big Daly's Deli, the place to be. 610 East South Street and 801 West 2nd Street in Hastings, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill in Kearney. Home of a bazillion sandwiches. You can make all different kinds of combinations, all the meats, all the cheeses, all the vegetables, all the sauces or toppings that you want are there at Big Daly's Deli. You can get, you know, I like, you can get the meal, you can get the meal deal, you can get a cookie, you can get chips, you can get soup, fruit cup, you can get a fruit cup. So, hey, how healthy is that, folks? That's up there for the whole family. 6 12-inch. They've got some gigantic big old sandwiches up there. It's all for you at Big Daly's Deli. Two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. When we come back, Adam Central basketball coach Zach Foster, Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay in Vegas. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Businesses from startups to Fortune 500 share a common trait. They're intentional. They focus on success and don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it and includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and a state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention me when you call, get 2 months free. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Dial Global Sports Group in the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. 1st, Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens head to Denver to take on Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Then the San Francisco 49ers host Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Beginning Saturday at 3 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Wind advisory is in effect for our area tonight. Otherwise, we'll see some areas of dense fog linger early on today, followed by some clearing development in spots. Temperatures will top off at about 49 for a high with a gusty southwest wind. Right now, it's 36.
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds.
Fu Manchu. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Zach Foster, Adam Central, going to join us here in just a moment. The Patriots are off to a 12-0 start on the season. Tonight they take on Grand Island Northwest. You'll be able to hear that on 1230 AM KHAS. Also, on Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton is at Ravenna. Coach Matt Walter was with us on the show yesterday. Had some good basketball games again last night. More in the area than I think across the state. By the way, that's not all the basketball tonight. If you're looking for more top matchups besides that boys game that we just told you about, girls, Beatrice is at Holdridge tonight. Top 10 boys matchup, Gibbon is at Donovan Trumbull as part of a doubleheader this evening as well. So there's just a couple of other matchups. If you're just going to go out and find a game to watch, a couple of those are really good for you. Omaha Benson swept Kearney. Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul. Minden girls beat St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia won the boys game last night over Minden. St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. And, you know, I just want to throw this out because I want to get the thoughts before we go to Coach Foster here. Did the Kearney High game last night, Jimmy? And I'll be the first to admit, usually I have Randy Bushcutters doing the games. Everybody knows Randy. I mean, he taught there forever, works with us. He's just got that connection. One of those things where, you know, he'd appreciate doing the Kearney games. So, whoever, whatever. You know, everybody's a little bit like that. And I haven't done a whole lot of Kearney High basketball. Volleyball, yes. Football, yes. Wrestling, yes. And I see the highlights most of the time. I listen to what Randy's saying. And then I see you running up and down the court, you know, on NTV or Channel 5. Last night, the only Metro team, and they're both the boys and girls from Benson, are state-rated. They're the only Metro team to come into Kearney High all season long. Where was everybody? Where was everybody? I don't care that it was a Thursday. There's nothing else going on last night. There was no UNK. Kearney Catholic's out of town. There was no Storm hockey. I was shocked at where the lack of the crowd last night for Kearney Omaha Central. I was shocked at the lack of crowd last night, and I somebody give me an explanation why. Kearney battled hard. Benson's better. They're quicker. They're taller. Just happened to be the way it is. But boy, I was shocked. I know the crowds are usually great up there, and am I missing something? Were they charging triple admission last night?
Yeah, I wasn't at the game. That, and it is too bad that people don't come to follow that because the Kearney High girls are greatly improved, you know, and very competitive. Lost a really heartbreaker at North Platte on Saturday and, you know, have really, you know, made it to the finals of that. And then Kearney High had a huge win Saturday when they went down to North Platte, played really well, shot the ball real well, followed a good game plan, you know, did some things well on defense to stop some of the better players from North Platte in the last three quarters, you know, in that game. And like I said, they really shot the ball well. And it's too bad, you know, when you have that there's not more of an interest in a team, like you say, that comes into town like that. I mean, they'll be kind of – it's intriguing how sometimes, you know, it's amazing that Nebraska football – I mean, you know, UNK's got a great game going, and they had that team that was 10-2 just a couple of years ago. Yeah. And how few people would go to that. But we got 80,000 people watching South Dakota State at Nebraska, you know, and paying $58 a ticket when there are some other good games around. I mean, and you think about it, there's some other good ones coming up. And one of them, you're talking about in the area, last game of the year, maybe Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. Wouldn't that be?
Well,
I mean, you know, where's everybody at? You know what I mean? When you're talking. So, yeah.
Well, Coach Zach Foster hopes it's just all Patriot fans because it's on the road. But tonight, it's at home against Grand Island Northwest. Doug Duda, Jim Langan here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Coach Zach Foster joining us here on the program. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. Big game for you tonight. I know that the kids and everyone is looking forward to it, and it's on the heels of a big game tomorrow night for a couple of reasons, because it's just down the road at Donovan Trumbull, and obviously you had coached there before, and they're doing very well right now. But you have beaten a lot of good teams this year, although of those 12 games, maybe not every one of them is a top 10 type of matchup. So as far as just being able to gauge where your team's at, how important is the game tonight?
Well, I think it's big. I think our kids before Christmas really kind of felt, and we all as coaches felt kind of what you were just talking about, that we didn't know for sure where we were at until we went to Wayne. The Wayne tournament was a great experience for our kids. You know, you had Boone Central, Wayne, us, and Hardington Cedar Catholic that all were in the top five of C1 and C2 at the time. And so, you know, coming out of there and being able to beat Hardington CC by 13 and beating Wayne, you know, and it wasn't at Wayne High, but it was in their community, obviously, beating Wayne, who was number one at the time in C1 in one of the polls. We felt really good about that. We actually didn't feel we played as well last week. But, you know, you got two wins, and so we had some things we had to work on this week. And we've had three good days of practice, so we're looking forward to see where we're at tonight.
You know, hey, I worked your Gibbon game, and you know, I think you guys were behind like 30-17 at one time in that game, and then I think you went on about a 22-2 run. Uh-huh. You know, has your team been kind of like that? Have you been going on some runs like that? Is that kind of how you've been?
Yeah, we have. When we played Hardington Cedar Catholic in that tournament, we got down 15-5 early. So I don't know, whatever I'm saying in pregame must not be working. They got to get that out of their system, and they can start playing, I guess. Yeah, we got down, and it was kind of funny because our fans told us that the Wayne radio station was doing the game, and they started talking about how the Adams Central boys didn't know for sure what they were getting into playing Northeast basketball, and It's kind of funny in hindsight, I guess. But we responded to that. I know the Gibbon game you're talking about, Gibbon is a great team, I think. I think Paul does a great job, and I think Riley is the best player in C1, in my opinion. And they came out and just punched us in the face, basically, and we didn't take it very well. And then I had to call a timeout with about, I know for sure, it was 4:30 to go in the second quarter. We were down 28-17. And they only scored 16 points the rest of the game. And so we really just buckled down defensively, and that's our strength anyway. We're athletic. We're long. We can switch a lot of screens. And so when we get after defensively, we're pretty good.
Yeah, and not only that, I thought you had some other kids step up, too, and hit some big threes in that game, if I can remember right. But that was, like I said, that was a big game, and Gibbons went on since then. And, you know, they started their season good, and they went on, and they've beaten some good teams,
that's
too.
That's their only loss.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you're right. You're dead on that. Derek Shuck and Sam Lindblad are two of our role players, come off the bench for us. And I think they hit six threes between the two of them that night, five or six. I know Derek went 4 for 6. And so you're right. We had some role players come and hit threes. And you know, playing the 1-3-1 like Gibbon does, if you don't hit some threes against it, you're going to be in trouble. So we had some step up.
Adams Central head boys basketball coach Zach Foster joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Jim Langan. I would think that you're going to have to hit some threes tonight as well, because everybody that we've talked to that has had to play Northwest is going to be outmatched height-wise. Not that you haven't went against some teams that had some height, but talk about the matchup tonight.
Well, you know, tonight's kind of interesting. I even had our AD talking to us about, you know, before the national championship game, everybody was trying to rationalize if Notre Dame could match up with Alabama and all these type of things. And, you know, with tonight's game, everybody's asking the same things. So, you know, how are we going to match up with them? How are they going to match up with us? And, you know, we got some big kids. And from a lot of people, what they're saying, I guess, with us, it's hard to match up with our length as well, because Jake Fowler, I mean, everybody in the area knows, is extremely explosive, and he's only 5'9", 5'10", but the next six guys in our rotation are 6'3", and then our next guy is 6'6", so we have a lot of length to our guys. They're a little thicker than our guys. Jesse Ackerman's got some muscle for our squad, but otherwise we're a little longer, a little thinner, but it'll be interesting. I think we'll be able to battle them inside, but you never know. It might be in the first quarter. I might be looking at my assistant coaches and asking Coach Rath what to do.
Well, he's a good guy to ask what to do. Zach, you talk about some of the big guys, but it's so balanced. It's just a normal Adams Central basketball team. You play your defense, you're balanced on offense, and you don't seem to sweat too much, or the kids don't seem to do that.
Well, I think that goes back to our seniors. I mean, this is, and I've only coached for 13 years now, but this is the best group of seniors that I've ever been around, as far as they absolutely, I mean, it's cliche, but they absolutely do not care who scores. They just want to go play. They love playing together. They're all about defense. They're completely bought into that side of it. In our top eight guys, every guy hit at least 1 3 in a game. We've had six different guys score at least 12 points in the game. And that starts with our two leaders, Jake Fowler and Blake Overmiller. It's nice to have one point guard who can handle and be a leader, but I'm blessed to have two guys out there that can do it. We've had games this year where, Blake scores 18 in the first game up the wing, and he scored like 5 the next day. And then we go to St. Paul last week, and he has 9 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. Fowler will have 15, and he'll have none. And they just don't care. They just want to win, and that's what's really special about these guys.
Yeah, I'd say that is very true. Is it's easy when you got a group of kids and they're very unselfish, and like you say, they really don't care who gets the credit. You know what I mean? They just want to win. Hey, I noticed in your Wayne game, and of course I wasn't there because that's a long drive, but the score was 28-24. And Doug and I always fight all the time about he thinks these games and everybody's got to play to 100 for it to be exciting. And I tried to tell him that that's not true. I've coached a game, it was 19-18. It was very exciting. And this was a 28-24 game, and you've got Wayne, whose record is 12-2, and Adams Central, who's 12-0. And if somebody that night would have tried to get 40, they would have been the loser. So tell me kind of a little bit about how that strategy was in that game.
Well, it's funny because everybody I know has called and asked if we held the ball or if Wayne held the ball, and nobody held it. Wayne, outside of our game, is averaging about 69 points a game, and we're scoring about 60, and we want to run. They want to run. So nobody wanted to hold it. It was just really good defense. Really, the name of the game is we got down a little like 8-4 to start the quarter, and we kind of chipped away. So it was 10-8. We got a rebound. Jake Fowler hit a three-quarter shot at the buzzer of the first quarter to put us up 11-10 and really just changed momentum. We always talk about, a big three, a dunk, taking a charge, different things happen that really changed momentum. When he made that shot, I mean, they really were kind of on their heels for a little bit. And so we went on in the second quarter, we went on a 13-0 run, and they scored at the buzzer of the quarter. And that was their only points in that second quarter. So it was 24-13 at half. We were up, and we felt pretty good about it. And we got great shots in the second half. We played good defense, but they just buckled down, and we missed shots. We made a layup in the third. We made two free throws with about 40 seconds to go, and that's it. And it was crazy. Coach Rouse talked about it. He's coached a lot longer than I have. He's never seen a game like that where you score 4 points on the road against the number one team and you end up winning somehow. So it was a crazy experience.
Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach at Adams Central, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Final thing to let you get out of here, kind of a two-part question. First, tomorrow at Donovan Trumbull, no matter what happens tonight, you're going to be coming off a big game and going to a key conference game on the road. And just your schedule the rest of the way. You've got 4 of your next 5 at home, and then everything else is on the road. You end the season with St. Cecilia, Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, all on the road. But what about the schedule from here on out starting tomorrow?
Well, this weekend, we looked at from, before the season started, we knew this weekend right here would be probably one of the biggest weekends of the year because we see both these teams in the summer, and we know Donovan very well, obviously. We played Northwest the last 4 years. We knew they were both going to be very good. So tonight, it's going to be difficult to discuss. Donovan, tomorrow is a tough, tough squad. They got a lot of great athletes. And as far as the bounce back, you have to go through that a lot of times. Playing a good team, come back the next day. And, Donovan's got their hands full tonight, too. They're playing Given. That's going to be, like we talked about Given already, that's going to be a great matchup. So both these games this weekend are huge for us and for Donovan, for that matter. When you look at, as you go forward from here, next week I think you're playing against obviously one of the best coaches in the state, Billy Gavers, and you know that nobody we're going to play all year is going to be as prepared for us as he will. He'll have a great plan. Their inside game is very, very good. I know you've done some of their games. Johanna is going to be a beast before it's all said and done. He already is, but I can't even imagine what he's going to be when he's a senior. And you got Lexington, Hastings High the next week. Hastings High, that's always going to be a big game. You got the cross-town rivalry game, and you kind of throw the records out, and you just go play and see what happens. In the conference tournament, everybody's kind of pointing. It's kind of the same thing it was in football. Everybody's kind of pointing at Kearney Catholic and us kind of being on a collision course, and, obviously, like we said, Gibbon and Donovan are very good. Who knows what's going to come out of our conference? And then after that, obviously, you go St. Cecilia, Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic. That's a tough stretch. So we know that we got to be playing our best basketball as we get through this next 5 or 6 weeks, that's for sure.
Well, Zach, we'll let you get back to work today, and best of luck in the ball games this weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. Don't forget tonight's game on 12:30 a.m. KHAS Girls Boys Doubleheader Northwest at Adams Central beginning at 6. Also, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Adams Central coach Zach Foster. 12-0 on the season. Can't be any better than that, Jimmy.
No, if you've played 12, you can't win any more than that.
That's the rumor. Folks, don't forget, you can't get any better than what you take out of Troutman's, and Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. With their USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor. And right now, Flatiron steaks are only $8.89 a pound. 90% lean ground beef chuck, $4.49 a pound. Perfect for the burgers or this type of weather. Brew up a good old pot of chili. Lean cube steak, $5.49 a pound. And they've got, just for this week, double smoked bacon and peppered bacon fresh out of the smokehouse. Oh! That's the end of the show. We're going to go get some bacon. Don't forget, grab some sausage and snack sticks for the playoffs games this weekend. If you're going to be kicking it back with your family, your friends, whatever the case may be, maybe you're just fixing something up for yourself, make sure you've got the right product. And that is from Troutman's Quality Meat, fresh smoked sausage, the best steaks, the best ground beef chuck, and also some fresh frozen seafood is available. Beers and wines there to go along with a great meal at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. We head to Las Vegas. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay talks NFL playoffs when we come back.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Wind advisory is in effect for our area tonight. Otherwise, we'll see some areas of dense fog linger early on today, followed by some clearing development in spots. Temperatures will top off at about 49 for a high with a gusty southwest wind. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nebraska women, a winner last night. They just crushed Indiana. I thought that would be a little closer game on the road, but 67-38. Now the big game for the Husker women, if they want to have hopes of a regular season title, and whether they need that or not, it all comes down to seeding at the end of the year. But they go to number 8, Penn State. And we've got the men and women for you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM Sunday. Women at 1, that's on ESPN2 as well. The men at 22nd-ranked Michigan State at 5, and that is on the Big Ten Network, followed by The Journey, Big Ten Basketball, with a big feature on Nebraska basketball. Tim Miles kind of following him through the Michigan game this week. So if you got the Big Ten Network, you're going to want to check that out on Sunday. UNK basketball teams, welcome. Welcome in nationally ranked Washburn to the Health and Sports Center tomorrow at 2-4. Hastings basketball will host Dakota Wesleyan Sunday at 2-4. That's because Hastings has wrestling scheduled for tomorrow. Their Bronco Open will be in Lynn Farrell Arena. The top-ranked UNK wrestling team is at the National Duels in Springfield, Illinois. And also, we've got Nebraska wrestling back into conference as they head to Michigan and Northwestern tonight and tomorrow. Poll question: would you vote for a known or suspected performance-enhancing drug user for the Baseball Hall of Fame? 72% of you said no. 28% said yes. Your thoughts on the Hall of Fame? Should people have gotten in? What are you going to do with these guys? What are you going to do with Bonds and Clemens? They've got to be in.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing. It's if the players knowingly took this stuff and knew it was illegal. You know what I mean? That's what I think the people are talking about. Yeah. Is if this is something knowingly that you did, I mean, and that's all your goal was. I mean, if you have strep throat and you're trying to beat it and you get a steroid shot, I mean, so you can go do your job and gig function, and then all of a sudden that's what happened? I don't think anybody has a problem with that. You know what I mean? That's not what we're talking about. Even though those things are, you're not supposed to use.
Well,
you understand what I mean? I mean, but you're going to hold everything. You know, I'm just a human being here, and I'm trying to get through this. I'm not trying. And all of us try to do this so we can do our jobs.
Well, we can't.
We
can't all be great.
Some
of those natural athletes, they're trying to do some things.
But I think when the deception, I think when people are trying to deceive you, I think that's when I say, hey, that's when you shouldn't be doing it. If you tried to deceive me, but if you just come out and go, hey, I took it, here's why I took it, and I couldn't get through this unless I get good, and this is my job, and this is why I had to take that. Or you have a shoulder injury, and if this thing's going to, so you're recouping it, and you're lifting weights, and you can maybe get it done in 6 months instead of 10 months, because you're trying to help your team win some baseball games, and you said, hey, you know, I guess it's illegal, but this is why I did this, and you're not trying to deceive people. Yeah, that's. I think those people should be in. I mean, you know, Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame because he picked that vice.
It's because he hangs out in Vegas.
Yeah,
we're going to go to Vegas.
There you go. Right.
We're going to go to Vegas here in just a moment.
What's your opinion on that? I talk about deception and trying to deceive people. Does that make any sense, or am I completely off base?
Totally, totally on base. There's no doubt about it, and that's probably why Lance Armstrong is going to come clean here. What's the biggest issue the Lakers are dealing with this season? That's our poll question for the weekend. Chemistry, coaching, depth, health. It's coaching. Coaching will breed your chemistry, and then that's where you go on. You can vote now, though, at ESPNSuperstation.com. I was going to say, Jimmy, some people have to take some substances to be stronger, to be faster. You know, some people have to take some substances to make their hair look as good as Mike Perenio out at the Race and Sportsbook in Las Vegas. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Not everybody can have the slick, good-looking dude that you've got, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks. My hair's bought and paid for, I think.
You've been busy. What's going on out there? It seems like the only time I really get a chance to talk to you is right on the air. I'm going to have to bug you off the air and find out what's going on. What's going on out there at the Bay?
Yeah, we're preparing for, well, of course, the NFL this week and the divisional playoffs is big, but we're already starting to get ready for the Super Bowl and all the parties and events and the crowds we'll have for Super Bowl. We have to plan that way ahead of time, so we've been working on that pretty much since January 1st, and then next thing you know, it's getting ready for March Madness, which takes as much preparation. There's a lot of preparation goes into this to make sure guests are taken care of, and people don't realize it. My employees are great, and they do a good job of helping me get this stuff ready to go.
Hey, Mike, I have a couple questions for you. One's going to be about the Kentucky Derby futures that we can bet actually at Fonder Park here in this area in February. We can bet the futures on that. And do you have anybody that you like in the Kentucky Derby? Do you have a 3-year-old that you like real well?
You know what? I don't really worry about the Derby until at least they start running some of them good two-year-old races in Gulfstream. Because, you know, the futures out here, of course, you got the three pair of mutual futures that everybody can play, and those are pretty good to play when they start. But, you know, there's some places still have 400 horses on the Derby futures.
Sure.
And, you know, the chances of a horse getting there, it's not worth even worrying about it yet until you at least see them run a couple times this year.
Exactly. Yeah, usually I play it, and we might talk to you again later in February when we have you on again, but I usually play it when they get it down to 24. You know, they get it down to 23 horses, and then you can bet the field, of course, you know, so.
Right. Yeah, that's the pari-mutuel futures. I do kind of like those. But like I said, with these two-year-olds, yeah, the chances of them making the Derby, even the ones that are as good as can be, it's less than 50-50 for those horses.
I agree wholeheartedly.
We had the national championship game this week. How did the bowl season and the title game treat you?
It went pretty good. We had, the only thing that would have really hurt us is the Notre Dame would have won outright. But it would have been the best scenario usually for us, and it was in this game, is for the favorite to cover, not cover, but win the game. So, well, we did pretty good. Notre Dame on the futures would have hurt us if they would have won the game also. I think they started the year out at 60-1. So I'm sure we had a few tickets that would have been tough for us to cash on that. But it wasn't ever in doubt, really, that game.
Can you tell when somebody comes up to the window betting back? I mean, if you're holding a 60-1, you're going to want to guarantee. Can you tell when they walk up to the window that's what they're doing?
No, not really, because we have so many. We have such high limits here that people come up and bet all the time, pretty good money. So it's tough to tell unless they tell us. Sometimes they want to brag about it. I'm betting the other side. I'm going to win this much if Alabama wins. So I'm betting Notre Dame.
Mike Peredio from Mandalay Bay joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan. Mike, what's the hardest sport to handicap and that you guys really have to watch?
You know what? It's I would say from our standpoint, baseball's hard for us to make money on because of the streaks. Football obviously is kind of our cup of tea. I mean, that's where we make most of our money, not only because of the volume, except for this year was a pretty rough year. But normally, football is pretty easy for us. But baseball, even the NBA playoffs is probably right behind it. But baseball, if you get teams that win going 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, on and on, winning streaks, some of the guys will just play those. And then you don't get very many people betting the other side against those games to offset it, because if someone's won 6-7 in a row, even if they like the pitcher, they just let the game go. So we're only getting one-sided action on those streaks, and if teams put together a roll, it's tough for us to make money. Our hold is pretty low in baseball.
Yeah, Mike, that's definitely true. I think when I was about 25, I'm 55 now, but when I was 25 years old, I found out that if a team won 3 in a row, you could jump on them, you know, after their third win. And same thing's true on the other side of that. Somebody that's fallen behind, you know, they've lost 3 or 4 or 5 in a row. You know, sometimes they'll lose 10 or 11 in a row, and you can get on those streaks. So I agree totally. That's about the only way you can play baseball, because if you try to play just a great pitcher, you've already taken care of that. You know, they're at 280 or 290, you know, on the number. So
yeah, and we try to take care of it a little bit on the streaks too. You'll see them a little higher line than you would normally see on a team. But you're right, you get guys that are pitching, that win 20, 22 games a year. A lot of times, I've seen them outrageously high, 300-400. Laying to win on guys, so we'll take care of that. And you're right, the streaks go both ways. It's a streaky sport, and that's something we got to keep an eye on.
Mike Peredio, Mandalay Bay, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Las Vegas, where we have 4 NFL games right here on ESPN Radio this weekend. Baltimore, Denver, Green Bay, San Francisco Saturday, Seattle, Atlanta, Houston, New England Sunday. Mike, which of the 4 lines surprises you the most?
The surprise line, I think, is probably the Seahawks, and I know I kind of liked them earlier in the year. For Atlanta not to be at least a field goal favorite at home is surprising to me, and it seems like everybody's on the Seattle bandwagon right now, and the line reflects that. I think the last rookie quarterback goes by the wayside this week. All the rest of them are gone, and they went pretty convincingly. Even Baltimore and Luck went pretty quick and easy. So, and Seattle has some other injuries. They lost a key defensive player on the line. I know Atlanta has the playoff jinx, but rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs, the guy's great. He'll be a great quarterback, Wilson, but I think, you know, he probably accomplished what he wanted to do is get one game under his belt, and I just don't see how a rookie can go into Atlanta and win. You saw what happened to Luck when he tried to do that, and it's just a tough place to play anyway. I don't think the jinx is going to hold up this week.
You know what? There's one other thing about that game, and tell me if I'm off base. During the regular season, I would not be off base, but I just wonder the travel. You know, that team went to Washington, back to Seattle, and then Seattle. And I don't know if they actually did that.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah.
And now they're going back to Atlanta. To me, during the regular season, that's a huge deal, and it's very huge in NBA basketball. But I just wonder, what's your feeling on that? Is that another reason to take Atlanta, too?
Yeah, especially with younger teams. I mean, the veteran teams, it's not as bad for. The home field advantage in the NFL is huge. But, you know, there's been teams recently with Green Bay and the Giants where they went in as wild cards and won on the road and put together a streak and won the Super Bowl. So it's probably, when it gets to this time of year, it's probably not as big a factor as, like you said, in the NBA where it's such a long season traveling back and forth so many games. Especially last year where they condensed the season because of the lockout. But, you know, you see teams in the NFL go on the road and put together streaks and run all the way out through the Super Bowl. It's happened quite a bit. But, you know, there's the one place that traveling to that's different is Denver. And, you know, even when I was in good shape 50 years ago and played football, you go to – and I go skiing in the mountains, and, you know, I thought I was in good shape, but it kills you, and I can guarantee you Peyton Manning will be running the no huddle. And if Baltimore, with their age, that's a huge difference playing in Denver with the altitude. And you know, those guys get tired, and Peyton just goes at you. The only way Baltimore can offset that, and they can do it, is to make sure they have possession and run the ball, short passes. It's not so much important for them to score, but it's important for them to score and keep Denver off the field and keep their defense from getting tired, because you see it all the time in Denver, especially with Peyton there now. He just goes up the line of scrimmage, and you know, eventually the defensive linemen eventually, just when the ball snap, they stand up and they don't even try to rush. They try to just jump up and block the ball because they're so tired.
Mike Perenio with us for just another minute here from Las Vegas in the Mandalay Bay, and this most likely will be our last chat until after the Super Bowl with Mike, because before the Super Bowl, yes, even Mike has a boss, the owner of Las Vegas, usually talks with us right before the Super Bowl. So give me that four-team parlay for the weekend, and who takes it home right now?
Really?
Yeah, I want to hear it, because, I mean, it sounds like you like Atlanta. We're coming off a 4-0 weekend by the favorites, which is for a long time kind of unheard of. I mean, not only did the favorites win, or, you know, win and covered both, sometimes you get at least a little backdoor cover from a loser, but that was not the case. Give me, everybody's wanting to hear from Mike Perenio his locks of the week.
Well, last week, not only did the favorites cover, but every game went under. So you had an automatic, you know, 8-team parlay if you had some kind of crystal ball and took the dog and the under. But I would take Denver after what I said about the altitude. It's nine, you know, that high a line for a reason. I do like Atlanta Falcons. That's kind of going against the public. The tough one is Houston and Texas. It's Houston Texans at New England. I think I'd go ahead and take the Texans in that game. That's a lot of points. Even when New England was real good sometimes, and it depends on the weather. The worse the weather, maybe the better chance that you have to cover that, get the dog in there. And I'm going to take the dog, Green Bay. You got Kaepernick in there. It's really his first big game. Green Bay is always good, and I think that'll be a close game. It surprised me if it doesn't come down to a field goal. So I might end up pushing on it, but I'll take the plus the three in that game.
And who's hoisting the trophy on that first Sunday in February?
You know what? I'd love to see Denver get to the Super Bowl. It'd be good for our business, but it's just tough to say. Right now in the futures, Denver's 2-1, so there's some people betting and betting Denver, and they look pretty tough. I guess I would go between them and the 49ers, but I think I'd give Denver a chance. Peyton Manning's turned that team into a monster.
You know, the one game I think that's intriguing, too, is Houston and New England, because about 4 weeks ago, Houston went into New England, and I think everybody that I talked to loved New England, of course, so I'm on the Houston side of it, and Houston gets killed. You know, they really, and sometimes that revenge factor, Houston's going back the last time they played, and it got away from them early.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that game got away from them. So I do like Houston, maybe as my best play, but again, I don't know if they'll win, but I do like taking those points.
Oh, that's just going to be a great one.
Yeah, Houston kind of went in limping, though, they turned it around last week, but that's the least game I like. It's just if they get behind Belichick, he's just going to keep his foot on your throat. And that's, you know, when we talked about the BCS, I said that about Alabama, and that's why I like the over in that. And that's exactly what happened in that game. Those are two coaches that they could be ahead by 20, and they're still going to be trying to score on every play. But I still think the dog's probably the right play in there, because it looked like Houston turned it around last week. It just the way they went into that game last week, if they did turn it around, they'll be okay. If that was just a fluke last week and they go back to the way they played the last few games of the season, they weren't a very good team.
Well, it is time to let Mike get back to work out there, and we always appreciate it. I know we've got some listeners, some friends of ours, some folks in the listening area that are boarding up and coming out for the Super Bowl. And, Mike, I know you always take care of the folks that listen to the Doug and Daddy Show and are from Nebraska, so we encourage all of our listeners, when you go to Vegas, stop by and see Mike at the Mandalay Bay, and you love the horse players. We're going to get back into that here pretty soon because the tracks are always going somewhere.
Yeah, come by, stay, have some drinks on me over here at the Sportsbook, watch games, and we're doing so much stuff over here with Cirque du Soleil show with Michael Jackson starting up this year, and the new nightclub that's going to be the biggest one in Las Vegas. I'm kind of interested to see how that goes, because there'll probably be people still in here partying when I come to work in the morning once that gets going. But it's a good place to people watch even then. So we got lots of stuff going here, remodeling rooms, you guys know when you come here, you don't ever have to leave because we got everything here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You have everything there, and boxing, whatever you want to do. It's just an amazing setup. And I'll tell you what, you just go to the race book. You can just stay there for 14, 16 hours. You never go anywhere else.
I do it.
There you go. All right.
We have. Mike, hey, have a great weekend. Best of luck, and I hope your teams come through this weekend and in the Super Bowl. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Mike Paredio from the Mandalay Bay. He's the best, joining us from time to time on Fridays here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the world of sports. I'm with him on three of his picks. Jimmy, we take a look at our selections from last week. I missed the Redskins, and you missed on the Bengals. Otherwise, we had everybody still going there. I agree with him. I like Denver. I like the Falcons. I'm like him, though. I don't like the Texans, but if you got to pick one, for some reason, New England always just kills people, so I don't know. I like San Francisco, and I've said that all week long. What about you?
Well, I'm definitely going to the Falcons in Denver. Those are the two I thought would get there. These other two games, I think Houston's got a better chance than most people do, so that's probably where I'm going to be the way out on the limb. I don't think Houston win the game. I think they're going to cover the spread. That's what I'm talking about. But Green Bay, who knows on that game? That's amazing. That only thing you can go on is Green Bay's quarterback. If you think he's going to be able to make the difference, you'd lean that way. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I'd stay away from that one. There's other things to bet on.
The overs. Yeah. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. BK, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
We've got a lot more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and the Nebraska bowling team getting ready for Jonesboro, Arkansas, the Midwinter Invitational hosted by Arkansas State. Competition getting underway today, and we'll roll through early Sunday morning. As they say, get the marbles out. We're ready for a big weekend of bowling in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Unbelievable.
Doug and Daddy's show, Andy from Midway, rolls on in here. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, thinkmidway.com. And Andy, 2012 is in the books, 2013 on the lot. There's still 2012s available, but a great year in 2012. I know that's what makes you guys number one with customer satisfaction, and that's what keeps them coming back for more. And you're already off and running here in 2013.
Yeah, it is. It's quite the deal. You know, it's funny because you can ask anybody that works out there. I always try and relay everything back to sports terminology so that way I can understand. If we could just figure out how to get like a financial statement look like a box score, I'd be 100% in. But no, it is. You know, you start thinking about, there is no downtime in our industry. You know, it'd be great to say we go 9 months gung-ho and then we take 3 months off and we're recruiting and we got to do a lot of training and work on it. That's just not the reality, you know. And what has happened is the manufacturers have come out, and, you know, even though it's already January and, you know, it's, you know, the first month of the big year, they've got out and got stupid aggressive on some stuff out here, you know, and we still actually have those 2012 urea-free diesels. They're actually still coming into this day. Chrysler did that. The biggest reason being is the government was the one that said, hey, you have to put this urea system on there. And so what they did is they said, okay, well, perfect. We'll just build, you know, non-urea diesels up until, you know, 12 o'clock at night on the last day. And literally, folks, that's what they've done. So we have a lot of three-quarter ton, one-ton 2012 diesels coming in. 2013 Dodge Rams, absolutely gorgeous vehicle. They actually came out with some more money, some more dough on those. The great part about that is, you know, Chrysler's awful proud of this vehicle. It's got the four-corner suspension. It also has the 8.4-inch touchscreen with the brand-new backup system.
The good stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, it's completely – I mean, it's unbelievable how much this vehicle's changed, and they've really stepped up the rebates because they understand the consumers are very price-conscious. They don't want to spend more money than they have to. So they've actually got some huge discounts on those right now. And then the biggest thing that we've seen is, it's kind of fitting, you know, considering it's supposed to be in the mid-40s this week, the Chrysler 200 and the Dodge Avengers, they've came out with some serious dough on those also. You're talking over $4,000 on hassle-free pricing discounts with those vehicles on certain models. And the nice part is you're talking about a 2013 Chrysler 200 where you can go ahead and if it's $23,000, $22,000, you're talking about being able to get in these things for $18,000, $19,000, which is great for the simple fact that it's nice to have that peace of mind on a new vehicle. You get that 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, and that means a lot to somebody because it's like I always tell people. I said, you know, if a $300 a month payment is important to you right now, then if you have a $1,200 accident that happens and you got to fix something, that's like having to make 5 payments in 1 month. But when you buy a new vehicle, you get that peace of mind so you can be sure that, hey, if you can only afford $300, let's just make sure at least for the first 3 years or 5 years, we're just going to keep it right there. But no, we got the Omaha Auto Show. It's actually at the Quest Center. It's coming up here in a couple weekends out there in Omaha. Always a big time for us. Chrysler stepped up to the plate for the first half of this month. I can't promise it's going to be there in the second half. They actually have $500 extra of Omaha Auto bonus cash out there for the new Rams and stuff. So the nice part is that they're acknowledging that a lot of other manufacturers go ahead and put some bonuses, some extra incentive money out, especially when there's this big buzz going around about the new Ram. And the nice part is right now we have that figured into our hassle-free price. It's a phenomenal deal. Folks, if you have only heard about the new 2013 Ram, I challenge you to get down to Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram and just take a look at it for yourself because I've driven an 11, I've driven a 12, and I'll tell you what, it's very hard for me not to pull the trigger yet on a 13, but it might be happening sooner than later.
Folks, make sure you do it. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can also stop by the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac store, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, always at thinkmidway.com. Have a great day, Andy.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Doug.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Are you a man? Mancore. It's the start of a new year. Did you gain weight? Is your energy gone? Ask your lady friend what she thinks of your sex drive these days. It's not your fault. For guys, testosterone and growth hormones decrease with age. If you're a guy over 30, it's time to feel like a man again. The new Mancore found only at Complete Nutrition will replenish natural testosterone levels and that healthy sex drive that comes with being a man. ManCore. ManCore is the tool every guy needs this year to get back that edge. So if you want to regain that lean build, youthful energy, and healthy sex drive you had when you were young and peaking physically, get to complete nutrition today and man up with ManCore.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The Start Fresh and Save event is on at the Home Depot, where you can get free whole home basic carpet installation when you carpet three rooms or more. Only the Home Depot has Soft Spring, the new carpet that's durable and softer than ever. So roll out your plans today with free installation when you carpet three rooms or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 6th on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and licenses.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wrapping up our week, Doug, good to Jim Langan. Jimmy, we've been talking about this NFL football for quite a while here in the last segment. I am so tired of this stat. I don't know. Again, the only thing that the national pundits can seem, and ESPN's been beating this, Peyton Manning is 0-3 when the temperature is below 40 degrees in a playoff game. Well, no, duh. All his home games were in a dome. And when he went on the road, New England, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, they're probably the underdog anyway. Big deal. Big deal. All of the games that he lost when it was below 40 degrees were on the road. How about this stat? He's never lost a home game when it was 40 degrees.
It's kind of weird how you can pick your number out. You know what I mean? In life, you can always kind of pick your number out. Like, you know, hey, Jim, how did you do at Gibbon High School? Where were you at? What place were you at in your class? Well, there's 48 guys in there. You know, I have 50 kids in my class. Hey, I was in the top 18. Well, I just told you what place I got.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm in the top 18. Well, yeah, I think Jim got 18th. You know what I mean? I was in the top 18. You know, well, they take that same number on 40 degrees. Okay, you know what? They're going to win. I don't know what the temperature's going to be. Let's say it's 33. So he's still going to be 0-3 in games where it's 33 or less.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, they're going to give him the old 1-3 at 40.
No,
yeah,
no.
The new stat's going to be 0-3 at 33 degrees. You got to move it to make whatever you want to make. But hey, I'll get Denver's going to win this week.
Yeah, I think so. And if they don't, I won't be sad because I like Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ray Rice. I like Joe Flacco, and that's who I picked to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year.
I think I had him in there, didn't I? In the finals.
Yeah, and the odds are, since I don't have a dime on them, that they'll probably do it.
Oh, what the, well, I'm going to bet him today.
Well, yeah, probably gets a pretty good odds. Yes. They were 22-1 before last week.
Correct.
And I can't imagine they went down a whole lot. But we want to thank our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Of course, Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay out in Las Vegas. Folks, we're serious. Anytime you go to Vegas, no matter what you're doing, stop by, say hi to Mike. He is a Nebraska boy. He went to Lincoln Southeast, and so he's Nebraska through and through, loves the Huskers. And just tell him you heard about it on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going to take care of you. Also want to thank Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach of the undefeated Adams Central Patriots tonight, taking on Northwest, again on 1230 KHAS. We will be back next week with another week of shows. We've got lots of things going on as we get closer to conference tournaments. Start up next week in basketball for some schools, and it's been a good week. If you missed any of the shows, go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy Langan, as always, thanks, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, good luck to you too, Doug.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, have a good one. Doug and Daddy's show, all the NFL playoff games here Saturday and Sunday, plus Duke, North Carolina State basketball tomorrow morning to get things going at 11 a.m. We'll see you then. Doug and Daddy's show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game